Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So an ex is telling the Dolphins.
What did he was telling them?
Oh, Xavier Howard.
Man, wants to get paid.
Everything could have been so good for the first time. Dolphins fans were feeling good going into a season yesterday.
You should still feel good.
Should you?
He's still on the team. He hasn't been traded yet.
Yeah, man.
They can always work it out.
But there was just something good about knowing that there wasn't any controversy. The big question mark looming over the Dolphins offseason had been answered. Xavier Howard had reported, and everything was okay. Everything was going to be good. The defense was intact. You got your guy back.
And you want a little more money.
Yeah.
He balls out. You ball. You want to get compensated for your efforts, and that man wants to be compensated.
I mean, considering all the controversies this organization has had, I'll take this one over the last few.
Yeah, I mean, your offensive line coach snorting cocaine, certainly worse.
Yeah. White substance. Worse. We don't know if it was cocaine.
Correct. Allegedly cocaine.
Could have been an Advil.
Correct.
I get headaches. Jimmy liked that one. No, man. The man wants his money. And it could happen, too. Like, Xavier's not gone. 504 right now. 504. They can pay Xavier at 505. They can give him $4 million extra a year, and he's on his team. He, in his statement, we read his statement a couple times a day, he brought up money. He balled out, watched the film, I balled out, and there's a guy on my team in my same position that makes more money than me. I feel disrespected. He feels financially disrespected. If you financially respect me with four extra $1 million a year, I will happily play cornerback for you. It's not over. That's why I'm saying just pump the brakes. Let this thing work out.
And also earlier today, I think it was earlier today, that they restructured someone's contract. I think it was the guy that they got from Houston.
The big linebacker.
Yeah, so who knows? Maybe
Bernard, McKinney, something.
Yeah, yeah, McKinney or something. Bednardic. But whatever, the whole point is that they're restructuring his contract, so who knows? Maybe they're working on a deal with Xavier right now.
Yeah, it's not over. That's my thing. It's not over. And we talked about this. Jalen Ramsey got traded to the Rams from Jacksonville, got two ones. Laremy Tunsil pulled two ones. If Xavier does get traded, there's a guarantee in my mind that getting two first-round picks and plus, two first rounds plus, is going to be the compensation for it. So if it's short-term or long-term, it's going to help the team. Xavier playing cornerback helps his team. Obviously, he had 10 damn interceptions. And the Las Vegas game, the Raiders game, that would have been a loss. That was a 26-25 win, and he had two interceptions in that game, one in the red zone. That would have been the 3 points at least to win that game. The man won games. Or if you get two ones, a four and a seven or something like that, that's still great for the team moving forward. So either now or the future, we're not in that tough of a situation. Don't panic.
The Dolphins did. I saw this report really early this morning. They created over $4 million in cap space with Bernardrick McKinney renegotiating the deal he had with the Texans before he came over to the Dolphins. I saw a texter texting in that earlier today. Like, could this maybe be the money that they're going to give X? Maybe. I don't know. I don't want to say it is because I don't think we know that, but maybe. By the way, this is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Funky Buddha, Funky the Ordinary. Yesterday, we were kind of making, or at least I did, I insinuated that X showing up to camp meant that sometime between the end of last season or the end of the point where X made it clear he wanted to get paid, and yesterday, that Chris Greer, Brian Flores, somebody reached out to him and said, hey, we're going to get this done. Or they came to some sort of agreement where maybe not this year, but next year, like there was some sort of mutual understanding.
We're working on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you, like you mentioned that Chris Greer is a good talker and he knows how to level with players. He did it with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he can meet them eye to eye and explain to them where the organization is coming from. Like he's a player's GM. He knows how to communicate, and we're crediting Brian Flores. And does this mean that there was no attempt by the Dolphins to communicate? Because obviously they weren't successful in their negotiations,
yeah.
But because, you know, when Xavier Howard puts on social media that we wanted things to work out with the Dolphins and brought solutions to the table, like guaranteeing more money that we felt were win-wins for both sides. These were proposals of adjustments that wouldn't just make me feel more respected, but were also cap-friendly, but the Dolphins refused everything we proposed. Does that mean the Dolphins just had no interest in paying Xavier Howard? Or was it that, you know, maybe X and his new agent feel it was cap-friendly, and maybe it was something that they thought would be a good deal the Dolphins would go for, but Miami is looking at it from a different perspective?
No, and that's the thing. Like, that's the thing about saying, you know, Chris Greer is a player's GM. It's not, hey, I want to raise. Okay, you want to raise two? You want to raise two? Raise for you. Raise this. He's not Oprah Winfrey. He's just giving out cars. But when they say, hey, this is cap friendly, we want $4 million. You can do this, this. Pay me half now. You know, push it back. You know, move it around. You can work this out. They would. It's not no. Oh, so what about if you give me six this year and two next year? No. I don't see Chris Greer doing that. I see the conversation being open. That's not cap-friendly for us. We have to pay him. We went out and got this free agent. We just brought in Will Fuller. Like, I would see them explaining it to X where, listen, we don't have this money right now. Now, you just said it. They restructured and they got $4-plus million out of that restructure. Was that the money for X? Or was that the money that would X seeing that say, hey, they are trying to move some things around. Let me take it easy. But the negotiation side and why we were praising it, I still don't take anything away from Flo or Chris Greer with this tweet last night from Xavier. But they have not came to a deal. Xavier's upset, and I said it earlier in this segment. I've said it three or four times in the show. If they bring this money to the table, I think X would stay. He doesn't have anything against the Dolphins.
Right.
He doesn't hate Flo. He doesn't hate Greer. He doesn't hate the defense. He doesn't hate his teammates. He hates his contract. Now, if you fix my contract, I'm a happy camper. This is still okay.
This isn't Minka saying, I've had it with what Flo wants me to do, and this is numbers.
It's money.
That's it.
It's money. This isn't your – because what was Minka's thing?
Minka was upset with his role and how Flo was
slot corner, free safety, strong safety, moving him around.
It wasn't even out of position. It was just that he Minka came in thinking he was going to do one thing, and Flo had him doing seven things, and Minka just wasn't having it.
Yep, and that then something like that where, to point about Flo, there's no way, me talking about communication, there's no way you go to the head coach who is a defensive guy who's called defenses his whole life for Super Bowl winning teams and say, I don't like how you're playing me. Okay, Minka, where you want to play? I just want to play strong safety. Deal. That's not going to happen either. So just like with Xavier, they can't just say, how much you want, $4 million? Cool, you got it. They have to talk and explain themselves. They're going to have to explain themselves to Minka before he left.
Right.
No, we drafted you because you did a lot at Alabama. We brought you here to jump in the slot, go back to free, play strong so we can move our defense around. That Aniba defense when everybody's walking, we need guys that can move around. I don't want to do it. We're going to trade you. That's understandable. That's a grown man conversation. And to be honest, Minka went to Pittsburgh and balled out. The man went to the damn Pro Bowl the next year.
And he kind of does what Flo wanted him to do down here, by the way. Like, it was clearly – it was a mixture of – he was upset with his role, and he probably got into a discussion and just didn't like the way things were being handled, and he wanted out. He made up his mind. He wanted out, and he wanted out, and that's it. Like, you weren't going to convince him otherwise. So,
and really, your job is not – like, I say it all the time. Minka Fitzpatrick, Xavier Howard, that's their names. Mom named him Xavier. I'm going to call him Xavier. In the big picture, Minka was strong safety one, Xavier's cornerback one. They're trying to build a team. They're not trying to make friends.
Right.
I haven't talked to my GMs in years. I talk to Chris Greer because I still go to the Dolphins, do the symposiums. I cover the team, talking to Greer and flowing them. But, like, calling Randy Mueller, whoever drafted me, talking to Jeff Ireland, which I wouldn't talk. I'd hit him in his jaw. But we're not friends. Your job was not to be my friend. My job as a player is not to be your friend. You pay me, compensate me for my football ability, and I play football and earn the money you're giving me. It's a business transaction.
Let's get to headlines here, brought to you by Rubenstein Law. If you're injured in a car accident or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. They're also open on weekends. So we know Xavier Howard was at practice today. He requested a trade yesterday, but didn't seem to be any limitations on him at practice. So he's pretty much business as usual.
Yep.
The Marlins, they made a couple trades today. They sent Starling Marte to the Athletics. Jesus Luzardo is headed to the Marlins in return. He's a pitcher. It was a one-for-one deal. Luzardo is under contract through 2026. So Marte was going to be a free agent. They couldn't come to terms during the season. So that's why they traded Marte. And the Marlins, they also traded pitcher Yimi Garcia to the Astros in return for outfielder Brian De La Cruz. Tonight, the Marlins will play at 7:05 in Baltimore, look to win their second straight versus Baltimore. Some Olympic headlines. Team USA basketball beat Iran 120-66. We didn't even really touch on it too much, but Damian Lillard balled. Durant looked good. The team looked good. It was Iran, so it was the lowest-ranked team in the Olympics, and they did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, when Dame and KD and them play big minutes, they're going to be able to beat anybody. I really do believe that. KD's playing 20, Dame's playing 20, they're trying to save them. But you let those guys play 35-plus minutes, they can compete with anybody in this world.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson, he tested positive for COVID-19, so he had to miss his first practice with Baltimore today. We talked about it. You can download the Odyssey app, use the rewind feature at around 3:15. We talked about how, you know, we're kind of just scratching the surface on what's to come with vaccines, vaccination protocols. Some players like it, some players don't. It's going to be a topic of discussion through the entire season. There's no doubt.
Yeah, there are going to be some fights too.
Yeah.
Because if you test positive and I miss a game check, and them game checks can be $20,000 to $4 million, and you made me miss out on $4 million, me and you got to have a sit-down, a man-to-man sit-down, because I need that money, baby.
I teased last segment. I'm going to get to it in just a moment because we played the Kuliki Taka segment, and I promised we would get to him actually saying it on air. Quickly, though, let's check in with our weather correspondent, Kodak Black. This weather report from the DeBesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Kodak Black, what is the weather?
It is partly cloudy with temperatures of 83 degrees with a feel of 91.
All right. You feel good about that weather report, Kodak?
I hope so.
God, I'm fools.
We traded away Yimi, but we still got Jimmy. Thank you, Kodak. All right, let's do this. Before we get to David Furonis in the next segment, who's going to join us to talk a quick update from camp today. He was out there, Miami Dolphins beat writer for the Sun Sentinel. Let's play this really quickly. So this is how it sounded over the air. Well, again, we feed DBJ lines on the Miami Hurricanes football broadcast. We fed him the part from Antonio Rosario's Kuliki Taka song. This is how it came out over the air.
A 57-yard field goal attempt. Snap comes back. Borregales hits it. It's wobbling toward the uprights. It's wobbling. It is going to be good! It's good from 57 yards! Jose Borregales, a 57-yard field goal! Miami leads it 20-6 with room to spare. He has got an iron leg. 57-yard field goal.
Kuliki takati, kuliki takata, kuliki takati, kuliki takata. Congratulations. It might be a record kick, Joseph.
I have no idea what you just said, but I'm right there with you, my friend. 57-yard kick.
So just play just the clip there of DBJ saying it.
Kulaki takati, kulaki takata, kulaki takati, kulaki takata.
Unbelievable.
I think so, him butchering it made it even better.
It's even better.
Oh, it's awesome.
We had to turn it into a song, the remix of Toño Rosario's Kuliki Takata.
Kuliki takati, kulaki takata,
kuliki takati.
Kuliki takata, kuliki takiti, kuliki takata, peek peek tak tak takiti takiti, kuliki takata.
Para 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 para
para para para para para para para para para para para para
para
para para para para para para para Kuliki takiti, kuliki takiti, kuliki takata, tik tik takata, kuliki 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 takata.
I cannot wait for Miami Hurricanes football season. I cannot wait. David Fiorones,
y'all are silly.
Of the Suns Sentinel, he was out there at training camp today, day one practice. We'll have a Xavien Howard update. We'll find out how Tua did as well. That's coming up here momentarily.
If you love delicious food, and I don't know who'd say no to that, you got to go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, family-owned and operated in Hollywood, Florida since 1951. I've been going there over 17 years. It's delicious. The selection's amazing. The prices are great. The food is fresh. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobsters, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, alligator, venison, frog legs. It is off the chain. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's DelawareChicken.com. See the entire menu, the prices. When you find out what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. They actually call you back when your order's ready. You can drive up and don't even turn your car off. Curbside delivery is available. If you want to go inside, go on inside. I like to pick out my steaks, pick out, you know, which mahi fillets I'm going to get, which snapper I'm getting. Either way, you're going to get delicious food, and that's what all Delaware wants to do. Get food in your car and in your family stomach back at the house. You got to go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent ya.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you? Yeah. You got a good nephew.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, you sitting over there.
Say what?
You better get up out of your chair.
That's right.
And work your body down. No time to funk around, cause we gon'
funk you right on up. So get up, get a move on, and get your groove on. It's the D-R-E, the spectacular. In a party, I go for your neck, so call me Dracula.
See, Jimmy looks confused because we let the music run a little longer than we normally do.
Oh, okay.
He thought something was wrong.
Now he's smiling. We good to go.
Now you have to get used to it, Jimmy, because I had that same issue when I started working. But these guys, it's like, man, they just let the music ride for like 2 minutes, huh?
The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
Go get you some hard seltzers. Oh my God.
That's good advice.
I need to re-up on some because those that the bunch that the guys from Funky Buddha sent me, they drank them all.
Oh, Publix or Walmart got these variety packs, has all four of the new flavors in them. I'm telling you, bro, get you a variety pack. You'll be set.
That's what I did last weekend. Was it last weekend? Yeah, I was going to my friend's house. It's his birthday, and I stopped. I got a Funky Buddha. People know now. Like, they listen to the show. My friends know. Huh. I'm Funky Buddha. Or get the hell out of my face.
I went fishing this weekend on, you know, the charity things I do. And fished Saturday and Sunday down in the Keys. And same thing. When I walk out the truck, I have my cooler. They're like, I know it's some hop gun in there. I'm like, you damn right it's some hop gun in there.
Hell yeah.
I only got 24 now. Take it easy. These were mine.
24 for you?
Yeah. I don't know if two cases in 8 hours. That's, you know, what's that, 3 an hour? That's not bad.
All right.
Every time we catch a fish, I got to celebrate.
Stay hydrated, man.
You don't catch it. You don't catch fish. I caught all the fish when we went. We went fishing. I caught all the fish.
Dan told me he caught all the fish.
Dan couldn't stand up.
Dan Day? Are we talking to the same Dan?
Yeah.
Same Dan?
Same Dan.
Dan couldn't keep his balance, man.
We were just talking about the fishing trip. Literally, Dan Day could not keep his balance.
Nope. He fell down No exaggeration, at least 15 times I saw.
No sea legs.
Nothing. He's bad. Then he brought – is it bad to bring just 12 beers? Bush Light or whatever he bought? That's all he brought. Hey, bro, we're going to
– That sounds like Dan, actually.
We're going to be on a boat for 10 hours. Oh, I'm set. 12 Bush Lights. So good to go.
That's Dan, it.
What?
Dan Day brought 12 beer. 12 beers. That's it. That's all it. He brought.
Solana
that's
brought
brand.
A –
That's on brand for him.
Solana brought a damn charcuterie tray.
I brought a charcuterie tray.
I love a charcuterie tray, but –
Prosciutto.
A little weird on a boat, though.
Serrano Solana. Ham. What are you talking about? It's perfect. That's perfect
surprised
for a
he
boat.
Didn't smack it out of your hand.
Yeah. Hey, bro, what you got? Ham sandwich, baby. I bring jerky. I bring beef jerky.
Charcuterie.
I brought a charcuterie tray.
That's ridiculous. I've fished hundreds and probably thousands of times. And I've never seen a charcuterie tray.
On a boat. Nobody's ever brought, like, some ham, some cheeses.
It's supposed to be something quick. Like, you're fishing, you're grinding, you're out there reeling or casting or getting ready. There's no time to lay out the crackers and the prosciutto and the gouda.
The like, spread. It's not, yeah, it's not I brought a nice little spread.
It takes too damn long to eat a charcuterie tray. Grapes. Didn't you have grapes?
I did. I did have grapes.
Are you trying to turn me on?
I'm just saying, like, it's never a bad time for some meat and cheeses.
I'm with you. I love it, though. Not on the boat.
Let's play the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song by our friend Radio Jeff Smiles.
Hey, how about another beer? Funky Buddha. Funky Buddha. The Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman Crowd.
All right, bro, here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go.
Alright, bro, here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, man, here you go. Yeah. Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman Crowd.
You see, I don't know if we even talked about it, but the 3-on-3 women's USA women's basketball team won the Olympic gold medal, the 3v3 tournament. We had talked about it. There's a 3-on-3. Yeah. They won the first ever Olympic gold medal. 3-on-3.
That's awesome.
Could you see yourself becoming a legitimate fan of 3-on-3 basketball? Here in the United States, it's a little different because it's all the retired players, right? Like guys that there's a couple guys.
Joe Johnson's making a killing in
right.
the league.
Joe Johnson's balling. We talk with Scalabrine, but it's mostly retired NBA players
yeah.
or guys that were in the league and kind of fizzled out and don't want to go play in Europe. They'd rather live here or they're playing in Europe, but they're also playing in the 3-on-3. So it's a little different. It's more of like you're tuning in just to watch guys you're used to watching or used to watch. But like, could you see yourself becoming a fan of 3-on-3 basketball?
No.
Hardcore fan?
No, because I don't watch the Big Three. Big shout out to Ice Cube. Like, the Big Three blew up. He's making money. They have TV deals. But Scalabrine said it. It's all ISO. And I don't know if, you know, shout out to the culture. But I don't know if the, you know, a team style of play, swinging the ball, going weak side, and guys cutting and all, like I enjoy. I don't know if it's a sweet science of basketball. But, like, just, like, what the Nets do. Or really what Houston did with James Harden. Like, I cannot watch James Harden play in Houston. Everybody get out the way. He dribbles for 20 seconds and then puts up a shot. Like, that's not good basketball.
That might change, by the way. I didn't even get to this. I had a whole segment planned, but we just didn't have time. The NBA implemented new rules to reduce non-basketball moves used to draw fouls, kind of like what Scal was talking about the other day. So here's some of the examples that are going to be ruled out for next year. When a shooter launches or leans into a defender at an abnormal angle.
Called the D-Wade rule?
The D-Wade rule.
Okay, okay.
When a shooter kicks his leg up or to the side at an abnormal angle. And then
that's the Steph Curry.
The Steph Curry. When an offensive player abruptly veers off his path into a defender, the James Harden, the Trae Youngs.
Oh, Trae Young. That's what Scal said, too.
Yeah. But
I feel like they already had rules in place for those things, and they just don't enforce them.
Well,
like the D-Wade stuff, like it's usually because they jump into him, but you're always not supposed to lean into your defender.
It really is the dumbest thing in the NBA that it's obviously not a foul on the defender, but since there's contact, the rules allow for a foul to be called on the defender, and the referees are just following the rules. So I hope this changes it. But the problem in the NBA is that every official officiates a play or a game differently. That's why it's so frustrating with the NBA.
It's not consistent.
You have three guys on the court refereeing. One guy likes to call the game the way he likes to call it. The other guy likes to call it the way he likes to call it. it gets frustrating because you have a guy who won't allow a player to kick out his leg and he won't call it, but then the other guy always is looking for a player doing it. So it's like how Steven said, it's not consistent. Not called consistently.
And I think that's tough to just to not – and the officials, yeah, they can be criticized all day. LeBron drives in on the defender, and he's running full speed at the rim. What the hell is the defender supposed to do? Like, you just jump in his way and let him break your sternum? And on the other side of that, Trae Young drives and hits Bam. Trae Young is going to be ejected the other way. Trae Young weighs – What 112?
Right.
His little body's gonna fall away from Bam. No matter if Bam is vertical, shuffling his feet set, whatever the hell's going on, Trae Young's gonna fall down if he hits a guy that size. So it's tough on the officials. Even though they make a lot of dumbass calls, it's tough on the officials.
Soulja Boy is 31 today, Crowder.
You!
Ryan Tannehill, Dolphins legend?
You can't say legend.
I would have fought you if you argued. I was a trick question.
Okay.
Had you said Dolphins legend, we would have been throwing hands right now.
I went to thinking of Dwight Stevenson, Larry Little, Dan Marino. When you say legend, that's what pops in my mind. No,
yeah, he's not getting in the Ring of Honor.
No, Zach Thomas, Jason Taylor, Sam, Mad Dog, and Pat. No, don't say legend.
Don't
do that.
He's 33 today.
I'm a Texan.
Are you?
Yeah, I got Tandy. No, we go to the same church.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, I'll text him. Happy birthday.
You think he responds?
Yeah, he'll say appreciate it. We're not like, hey, would you see the basketball game last night? But no, we see each other at church. We'll sit together and talk.
All right.
I think I talk more than he talks.
We'll
but
revisit
we talk.
That tomorrow. We'll revisit
like
that
talking
tomorrow.
Talking at church?
No, well, okay. That
the fact that you guys go to the same church.
Really? Well, no, we know that. Like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I'm just finding this out.
We know that.
Man,
but
church by the Glades. Pastor David Hughes, man. Awesome church now.
If Tanny responds to you, I'm interested if Tanny responds to you. It's been a hectic day today for Ryan Tannehill. Turns 33. He had some comments about the vaccine and vaccine protocols. So a lot of people are coming after him about it. I'm interested to see if Ryan Tannehill responds to you.
Just thanks, bro.
What?
You think I can't get a thanks, bro?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Ryan Tannehill will respond to you.
It's not going to be.
He doesn't leave you on.
It's what
on
is
red.
It? You say 33?
33.
He's not going to say, 33 of grinding around the sun again. Like, I'm not going to get a poem.
No.
But he's a thank. You don't think I'll get a thanks, bro?
It's just going to be seen at said time and he doesn't respond.
No,
that's
no.
That's your bet.
Oh,
that's what it sounds like. Solana thinks.
Tannehill doesn't have read receipts on. There's no doubt. But there's no shot he does. No, but. Here's the thing. You would text Ryan Tannehill before he blew up on the Titans. Nobody was texting Ryan Tannehill for his birthday because people in South Florida didn't necessarily love Ryan Tannehill. And he was just like a whatever quarterback. Now, he's Ryan Tannehill.
You don't forget where you came from.
You know what I mean? He's Ryan Tannehill.
And we've done the, we got to go fishing together thing. He has a nice – after he got that sack from Tennessee, got a nice-ass boat. So I always lay up in his head, hey, man, if you're down here, give me a call, man. We'll get out on the boat. So I think he responds.
Find out tomorrow, 2 p.m., did Ryan Tannehill respond to Channing Crowder? Thank you to David Fiorones. Thanks, as always, Steven, Kodak Black, and Jimmy Garcia. We'll do it again tomorrow, 2 to 6 p.m. Hawk is back on Monday. Crowder and Solana on the Hockman and Crowder Show tomorrow.
You getting mad?
Jason Taylor couldn't text Wayne Huizenga if he needed something. If he wanted to,
get in touch with him.
Text him
directly.
What's up, big head?
I would have to ask. X is a good player, big man. Okay, go downstairs, eat your cookies.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh, no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.